SBS Radio.
With Lunar New Year celebrations due at the end of the week, the possibilities for the spread of a new coronavirus has raised concerns around the globe. Health officials across the world are on the lookout for people carrying the new coronavirus. So what is a coronavirus? Dr. Natalie McDermott is an expert in paediatric infectious diseases at King's College in London.
So a coronavirus is a type of virus, and it's named after its structure that looks a bit like a crown. It's an RNA virus. There are several different species of coronavirus around. We know that they can cause many common infections that we see, so minor respiratory illnesses and also hand, foot and mouth that we sometimes see in children when they get a rash on in their mouth and on their hands and feet. Those are the common ones that we see here, but we also know that there are other ones that can be more severe, such as SARS, which was a concern about 10 to 20 years ago.
The Swift World Response is aimed at preventing a repeat of the 2002 to 2003 outbreak of SARS, another coronavirus which started in China and killed nearly 800 people. The virus, traced from the Chinese city of Wuhan, is a new strain which hasn't been known to affect humans before. Some coronaviruses can be transmitted between animals and people. Several known coronaviruses are circulating in animals which haven't yet infected humans, but new viruses are being discovered around the world all the time. Dr. McDermott says once the virus gets into the body, it will try to invade certain cells.
It does that because it needs to use proteins within our cells to make more copies of itself. And so it will try and get into our cells and make more copies of itself. We call that replication. And then it can spread throughout the body. So the purpose of the virus is to survive and to make more copies of itself. So it will then continue to spread throughout the body and invade other cells and continue that process. But our body will then respond in trying to kill the virus because it will recognise that it's something that's bad and that it doesn't want in the body. And when it does that, it will produce certain chemicals in the immune system to try and kill off the virus and other cells that will recognize the virus and particles and try and gobble them up. And it's that action actually that makes us feel unwell.
Current information from Wuhan suggests the majority of cases in China so far are mild to moderate. Doctors say some cases have been severe and ended in deaths, but they don't know exactly how many people have been infected, so it's not possible to judge whether the new virus is a particularly infectious or severe strain. People with ongoing health problems are likely to be more vulnerable, as are children and the elderly. Meanwhile, medical researcher Dr. Christian Drosten of the Institute for Virology at Berlin's Charité Hospital has announced his team has developed the first diagnostic test for the new virus. He says the newly discovered pathogen is closely related to SARS and could even belong to the same species.
We could call it a variant. And this, of course, has some meaning to it. The SARS virus caused a severe disease, and we can now look at the SARS coronavirus genome and try to understand where, in detail, the differences are between these viruses. And so that's actually what drives the decision-making of scientists now.
A rapid test developed by Dr. Drosten and his colleagues has been distributed to around 120 laboratories around the world. Professor Brendan Murphy, the Australian government's chief medical officer, says while there have been more than 200 cases reported worldwide so far, the expectation is that the number of people infected is much higher, as some people will not have had severe symptoms.
A number of clinical symptoms have been reported. The most consistent is high fever. Nearly every patient who's been confirmed with this disease has had a high fever, but other respiratory symptoms such as cough, breathlessness, and sore throat have also been reported in some cases.
Professor Murphy says there's no cause for alarm and Australia is well prepared to deal with anyone who may have the disease.
Every one of our state and territory health departments has a designated containment facility with negative pressure ventilation, all of that's protective equipment, and they have well-established protocols to transport a suspected person from the airport to that facility and look after them. We are rated extremely highly internationally on our capacity to deal with that. We're well prepared.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.